We can actually, hey, there we are. I was going to say, I think these two things are in sequence. Welcome, folks. This is the Public John Podcast. I am on wildfireradio.com. You can also find this podcast on iTunes, probably sometime tomorrow. It'll also be on Google Play. And I found out recently, without knowing, because I don't even have it, but I guess I should invest in Spotify. So yeah. We are on wildfireradio.com, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and it's also going to be all over our Facebook page, thepublicjohnfacebook.com. If you're watching, you know that right now. It'll also be on our Albert, my guest here, Albert Casper Jr., and it's going to be on both of our pages as well, and I have, like, way too many pages. I think I got to consolidate, but we're going to have that working for us. This is kind of the neat thing about this is that we're uncensored. We can say anything we want here on the Public John, so that's what we're going to do probably at some point. So if we slip and language is offensive, well, this probably isn't the show for you. But actually, we don't do it gratuitously, but if it's in discussion and it comes out, or sometimes a mature subject theme comes out, it is what it is, and we're going to do that. But we need to talk about some things that both of us do. We both have some things we want to let you guys know we do. And Albert's a funny guy. I already like the guy, and I haven't known him very long. But we're going to chat. We're going to have a good time here. And so stick around for the next hour. It could be a bumpy ride. The good thing for you guys is I don't necessarily have sponsors yet. But that may happen soon. That's partly me. I haven't worked on that, but at some point we will. But the good part for you guys is it's an hour show. So you get an hour show with no commercial interruption. That's right, Albert, no commercial interruption. but I will tout about a couple of people that we will on the air. But for right now, I want to turn this to my friend here, Albert Casper, and I'll tell you why he's my friend. Folks, there's only two things in life. If you buy me a coffee and or a drink, all right, you are my friend.
Cheap date.
Yeah, I am. I am a cheap date. You've known me. I am a cheap date, and right. I prefer to take people out that are cheap dates. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know, got to save that money somehow.
That's right.
You know what I mean? There's better things in life than to spend it on a date. Do you like me? Do I like you? Okay, that's great. All right, I shouldn't have to buy you. Holy... There we go. I got to hear that in stereo and with a delay. So not the 7-second delay that sometimes you... Oh, there it goes.
Beeping already. All booked up.
My sugar's all messed up there. And it said, give it 2 hours. I gave it 10 minutes, and it started going off. It's about to get thrown. Any of you that are either diabetic or know someone that is and they're on the insulin pump, ask them how it feels, because sometimes I want to throw this thing in front of a friggin' semi.
My dad is diabetic, and he takes the big insulin needle
every night.
In his gut.
Yep, I was doing that for a long time, and they said, it's not working. We got to put you in a pump. It's more regulated. It's more of this. I want to throw this thing in front of a tractor trailer. Semi flying down the middle of an interstate and let it get smashed all to hell, because you know what? I can't. It seems like I can't get a moment's break with it. Of course, somebody's going to tell me that it's probably me. I'm not doing something right. Why do you want to know that?
I'm just curious because I have something to look forward to. So I'm a crisp 35.
Crisp 36
in about 2 weeks. So
crisp 36.
I'm not looking forward to.
To me.
It's
not necessarily because of age, you bastard. I will be 62 in April.
You don't look 62.
I hear that every so often, from people that want money, you
bastards.
No, I was going to say, you've actually brought me coffee, so I don't think you're necessarily. So you're not in that mode. And now it says something's not ready. You know what? You know what's not ready? You bastard. I'm not doing this pump thing. I'm about ready, like I said, to throw. Do not calibrate. You ain't got no worry. If you quit making noise, I'm good with you. Get the hell out of my way. I won't eat that extra cookie again tonight. So, Albert has the coolest thing. I think it's neat only because I think I only tried to do something like it one time, which was the power wash. I know you do other stuff too, but you've got a power washing company here, and boy, I'll tell you what, when you clean something up with that power washing stuff, what a difference that makes.
Yeah, well, I started doing it in 06. I got into the prison.
Right.
And like every other correctional officer.
All right, I was going to say, let's clear that up.
Every other correctional officer in the state of New Jersey has another job, has a business, owns something.
Yeah, you
kind of
have to, don't you?
No.
Oh, you don't have to.
You start living a certain lifestyle. You like having nice things.
Well,
and you
that's
keep on
what I. Well,
I mean,
yeah, I can see what you mean. But see, to me, you're right. You don't have to.
No.
But to me, I would have to because have to have that lifestyle.
You make a certain amount of money, and then you start living a certain lifestyle, and next thing you know, and I don't think I'm greedy. Personally don't think I'm greedy.
No.
But it's December 12th.
Yes.
And I have a job to do tomorrow.
Right.
When I get done work.
Right.
And I'm doing a job on Friday.
Right.
Shout out to my boy, Paul Merritt. That's my man. He's my next door neighbor.
Hey, Paul. Have no idea who you are.
Get
to
work.
Get to work, you weasel.
Yeah, Paul. Paul's a good dude.
Is he?
And, he's great.
Then all them things you said off camera.
Okay. Yeah, Paul's a good dude. And, you start living a certain lifestyle and...
Suddenly you realize you gotta.
I'll tell you what, John. It hit me this year. This in 12 years, this was my best year yet.
Really?
Best year yet. Like, I'm still going, dude.
Yeah.
I am still rocking and rolling.
Awesome.
The Casper Power Wash and Train is still rolling down the line.
I would expect it to drop this time of year.
It would drop. It would. You would think it dropped, but you get like, look, you got it. Friday it's gonna be 50 degrees.
Yeah, that's true.
And I got the steam power washers. And like I said this before, I said a million times, there's a bunch of other companies out there.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not saying I'm the best.
No.
But look, it's December, bro, and I still got people calling
me. I was
going to
say, you're not the worst, apparently.
No. I can count on my hand of problems I've had with people. And most of it, it's friends.
Right.
To take advantage of you.
Yeah.
Because they
know
you're
your
friend.
There's a building in Bridgeton. Because I travel, so I don't like to tell everybody where I'm at all the time. Only because it's a traveling thing, and I don't want anybody to think I'm locked into a town. But I know in Bridgeton, there's a building, and I do some work there at Quinn Broadcasting. I saw the video, and I saw the building before you did it. Now, I wasn't here when you were doing it, I don't think, on those particular days. But I came back and went, who replaced the building or who painted the building? Because, I mean, the difference in it was astronomical, my friend.
It was
a lot of work
for
this building, right?
It wasn't so much work, but it was just time consuming. But
right.
When Zach reached out to me and said, hey, Albert, can you do it? And it was no problem. You know,
right.
Any job, I can go out, give the free estimate. I do that. And,
right.
What I do, I try to keep people same price so they'll remember 2-3 years down the line. Hey,
right.
Albert, you charged me. All right, well, it's the same price.
Well,
and that's what a lot of people like. But the Quinn building here in Bridgeton, that was definitely, once I started cleaning it, it was, you could see the stuff coming off.
You could just
it
see
crazy.
Coming, yeah. Well, obviously it hadn't been cleaned or painted probably in years.
Yeah.
So, but I can tell you that was a great. Let me see if I can increase this to see if anybody's talking to us. Oh, we do have some people talking to us. Margie Holman, a friend of mine, says hello. Mike Kenny. I don't know if you know Mike Kenny.
I know Mike Kenny. I know Mike better since he's retired.
Really? And he was a corrections officer as well.
Sergeant Kenny. He's a good dude. The thing the other night, the M25. I really didn't get a good chance to work with Kenny because he was going out and I was coming in.
Okay.
But
he's been retired
he's
about 10 years
dude.
Or something.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Starting his own protective service agency.
Yeah.
Kenny Protective what is it?
Kenny Protective Agency. Yeah,
duh.
He sent me the link the other day looking at. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. And that's like another thing. You see, he's retired from the prison and he's still getting it.
And he's got a pension.
It's
and
a good work. It's a good
yep.
work ethic. I mean,
I think that's part of it too. Is a hustle to it.
Yeah.
You
yeah
like
well,
you gotta be always doing something.
I got two young boys, John, and I hope them boys, it's when they grow up and start seeing how much I hustled. And I'm not saying my wife doesn't hustle, but she does.
Right.
And
it
takes two to make things work. You know, keep that train rolling at house.
And today both parents unfortunately need to do something.
Yeah.
I mean, because I mean, prices, taxes, things like that are I don't want to say out of control,
but
one person with kids wouldn't be able to do
it. My taxes just went up, and I live in Newport. My taxes just went up close to $400 this year.
Wow.
And what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You gotta work, you gotta pay.
Yeah.
Listen, Cash Power Wash and Lakes have nice things.
There you go. There you go. Shane Sawyers, big homie, get down with the ghost.
I like Shane. Shane is the man.
Yep.
Shane is going to be taking care of my truck tomorrow. Great dude.
Phil Morris.
That's my brother-in-law.
Is it?
Phil Morris is right.
This is a big-ass coffee, and a big-ass guy bought it for me, so thanks, brother.
Go Steelers.
There you go.
Go Steelers.
Thanks for the coffee. Appreciate it. I know it's only coffee, but I got to start somewhere. Margie Hohen says, awesome. Josh Suey, get down with the ghost.
That's right. Joshy.
I'll tell you what.
At the prison.
Good man. Paul Merritt. Hey, John and Albert. How you doing, Paul? Nice to see you. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Go ahead and share this with your friends if you want. Tell them to come on out and join us. Phil's telling Paul to get to work.
Yeah, he knows the time it is.
And he says he's done for the night. Hey, John, how you doing, Paul? Nice to see you. Listen, I'm bringing this up like it's a drink.
That's right. Well, I could have had that arranged, but
No.
Shots.
No. That's why.
Shots.
That's why I couldn't. Because if we did, I'm one of them guys that. I don't have one or two.
You're not supposed to.
Exactly. There used to be a commercial. I don't know if the beer still exists. I think it was it Schlitz or Schmidt? I think it was Schlitz. And it used to say, when I was a kid, the one beer to have when you're having more than one. Now, you know what that always meant to me?
Get drunk.
It meant... We don't care about the taste, we don't care whether you like it or not. If you want to get drunk, buy us. We'll get you hammered. Taste, not that big a deal. There we go. So, yep. Paul Merritt says.
Paul knows the time.
Shot. Paul said, John does.
Wait till Friday, Paul.
Don't let him butter me up so much. That is tough, Paul. Between drinks and coffee, I hate to say it, but like Albert says, I am a cheap date.
That's right. Paul will tell you Fridays. Listen, we have a great time working. Me and Paul get along. I mean, the best thing is when you get along with somebody and you can work with somebody. I'm not telling you because many jobs you work with people.
Oh God, yeah.
I don't have to go behind and ask Paul, you know, did he do this? Did he do that? It's already.
Yep.
That's the best.
You're confident in that. I don't have to follow somebody. But
Paul loves
just the opposite.
Paul loves power washing decks, people.
Oh man.
If you have a home, Paul loves the power wash decks.
Does Paul work for you on the side or just on his own? Or
Paul has a job. Paul is my sidekick on Fridays and Saturdays. We'll just say that.
He's your sidekick.
I'm the Batman. He's the Robin. That's Paul is
Ooh,
the man.
Robin, really?
He's the Robin.
Sorry, Paul.
Paul is the man.
Albert.
If I'm not getting it done right, Paul will put fire in my ass and tell me.
Oh, that's
Albert,
good.
Come on, step up. You know what I mean?
Step up, boy.
Yeah, get up. Get up on that roof.
A friend of mine said it the other day. I don't know if you saw the little video we made for the M25 thing, but I had a video where I supposedly was in training. Josh Suey, a friend of mine, is producing the show tonight, which is pretty cool. Josh, I don't know if probably can't find it at this point because we're on a different setup broadcasting wise. I was gonna say if we could find that video, I'd go ahead and replay it. But if I find it, I'll send it to us afterwards or something. Or post it to the page. What's that? He has it. If you want to put it on, we could put it on the public, John, here, and make it part of the show. It's like a three and a half minute video thing.
That's right.
And I'll tell you the story behind it. You probably know the story about why we did the telethon in the first place. If you have it, Josh, and want to, go ahead and play it. Okay. I don't think that's it. No, I'm talking about the. No, there was a video when I was training, and it was on. We put it on the marathon. But that's all right. Oh, okay, don't worry about it. But leave this on. Let's run this. Run this commercial. What'd he put? That's what I was going to say. I could tell by the way you were saying it that he doesn't like that.
I hate it.
I think our mics are on, but I don't care. There we go. All right, that wasn't what we were talking about, but actually you could still see. That was what we were talking about with a building earlier, at least, and you can see how bad it was years and years because their building is way out in the woods.
Yeah.
So it was getting all kinds of stuff, and you could see how that was working. Of course, Paul, who Albert was talking about being Robin earlier, I knew something would happen when he said it because I knew he wasn't serious just because the hell with the decks. Albert likes to paint decks, not him. So, yeah, you could kind of tell there was a little bit of he really doesn't like to
Paul,
do that
Paul, we
shit.
Have 14 decks to do on Friday.
14? Are you serious?
Absolutely not.
I was just going to say, that's only about 14 more than real, right? But you guys do inside work too, right?
Yeah, I'm doing. We're going to Marlton. I go from Cherry Hill to Cape May.
Okay, wow, that's
cover
a pretty good
between.
Distance.
Yeah, we'll be a little bit north of that. We'll be in Marlton.
Really?
On Friday morning.
Okay.
And we're doing the inside of a garage.
Oh, nice.
Doing the floor.
Wow. Wow, it's inside work too, so that's good.
That's nice. That's nice. I mean, it's getting cold. You would think it's getting fairly towards the end of the year and
yeah.
people, but now there's still people calling and.
That's true.
And they don't want to hear, I'll see you in February, I'll see you in spring. They don't want to hear that.
No, they don't want
it.
They don't
but
want
it. It is what it is.
Yep.
It definitely is what
I'm
going to
try and do this while we're talking here. It says write a post, so I'm going to write a post. It's going public. Well, I think it'll go public. So let's just do that, and let's see what happens. I don't know. I'm trying to make this so more people will see us because I really like for Albert to here we go. Albert and Paul came out. Phil Morris says Albert and Paul came out to West Deptford and hooked us up.
Yep.
So I'm thinking that means you did some good work out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he liked
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Philip Morris, anytime.
Philip Morris. Philip, any, you heard it.
Philip.
Philip.
Diehard Marine.
Nice.
Diehard Marine.
Awesome. Semper Fi, brother.
That's
thank
right.
you for what you've done. We appreciate it. And if, is he still in?
No. He's no? been out. Phil, I forget what year he got out.
But thanks, Phil, for serving. You know, here's the other part of this, and
love that dude.
Yeah,
that's my brother-in-law.
I don't know if Phil saw combat and stuff, and if he did.
Oh, he did.
He did.
Yeah.
But Phil can also probably tell you, anytime somebody, at least my feeling on this, and actually, Phil, if you're still watching, go ahead. Don't feel free to expand on it or disagree with me. I don't give a rat's ass if somebody disagrees with me. And if they make a good point, I'll actually agree to them and apologize. I don't give a shit at this point in life. I want to make sure that I have all the facts before I put a conclusion in my head permanently, you know? But if somebody is in the military, don't get me wrong, there's different levels of things. But if, for instance, if you signed up for the military, Albert, and you went overseas, you didn't go overseas necessarily, or you didn't go to, you went to Germany, or you went somewhere where there wasn't combat. And I don't care if your job was working in the kitchen. I don't care if your job was stapling papers. I don't care. If you were away from home and you had to put in time in our military, all right, then you should be acknowledged and somebody should say thank you because you still sacrificed.
Absolutely.
Was it the sacrifice of somebody in combat? No. I'm not going to say that it's the same sacrifice, but you still had to spend time away from your family.
Absolutely.
And you still had to wear the uniform and you still served your country because every job in the military it helps the others work. Like a job.
Absolutely.
Or like a team.
Absolutely.
Phil, thank you for what you did for us, and we appreciate it. And if anybody doesn't appreciate it, then I would say they're idiots. Let's get them a card, put them back over the wall that Trump might build someday or whatever. But I don't have a problem with telling somebody that if they don't appreciate our service people, then they need to take more than a hike. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because that's got to go. We can't have that. We got to support our troops. One of the worst things in our country that ever happened was the disgrace that people showed Vietnam veterans when they came back from Vietnam. I don't know if you know about that, and if you ever get a chance.
Way before my time.
But it's available to read up on some things. This country treated veterans coming back from Vietnam disgracefully. They got spit on.
Yeah.
They got mistreated. There was a lack of respect for them. They were just looked down upon. And the worst part about a lot of Vietnam veterans is they didn't have a choice. They were drafted.
Well, I mean, I don't mean to sound ignorant or make fun of the people that came here and did that, but every time I hear it, I don't mean to sound like an ass, but I think of Rambo when he comes.
Yeah, but you know what?
It's not my war.
It's not my war. I mean, I know he's a fictitious character and all that, but there were guys that probably thought that way at least, and I bet there were Vietnam vets watching that at the time going,
"It's over, John.
It's over. Yeah.
It's not my war.
It's not my war. They started.
They didn't ask me.
They drew first blood. Remember that? They drew first blood. And you know what? If you think about it, I can see why you would have that mentality, especially if you came home and got treated like crap for something that you may not have even wanted to do in the first place. And to be honest, the result. People go, we were 1-1-1, and it was a tie. It wasn't a tie, folks. We lost the war. And whether we lost or won doesn't matter.
I'm not comparing, like, me. Like, I work at the prison compared to that. Believe me, I'm definitely not comparing
boat.
That.
I mean, I did police work. Like, not even close to being
I couldn't imagine. I mean, I've had it happen. People spitting on you. Yep. And, man, shit.
Yeah, exactly. I know exactly what you're saying there. Mm. And that's the thing. And this is after you served your country.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's worse.
It's just not.
I mean, that's not. It's like going down Burlington Road, working at the prison, doing your 8 hours, hitting the gate. That's seriously getting on a plane, going to another country, fighting for somebody's freedom, and somebody coming to do that. There ain't no I'm glad I wasn't born back then. It didn't go.
Yeah, because
I know my mentality.
Rambo might have been a true story.
Rambo of Newport.
Yeah, there it is.
It wasn't my war, John Harris.
It was my war, John Harris. But that was my blood. They drew first blood. Damn it! I'm drawing the last of it. I'm getting all fired up.
Yeah, I'm getting.
And I'm not talking like Rambo.
Get you all geeked up. Josh Suey, we need shots.
Josh Suey, I need tranquilizers and stuff like that. So
tranquilizers.
Something to put me
it's
out of
hard
everybody.
Tonight, tranquilizers.
I always thought putting me out would be like putting me out of everyone else's misery.
This is a great. I'm telling you what, I'm glad I came here tonight. It was on your show.
I'm glad you came over because I was like, this guy is so cool. When you said I want to be on,
but
I'm
this
like,
is
okay.
The dude that reached out to me. I got to give him props.
Give him props.
Maybe you read it.
I don't know if you can say, oh, you know what?
Can
if
you we zoom in?
Can you zoom? I don't think he can. I think he's got to come here to manually zoom in.
That is the picture of the one
you know what?
And only.
There it is.
Oh,
unless
come
you
on,
have
Josh.
A picture there somewhere in the back.
This is the
there
man.
We're
going
to zoom in right here. He's the man. Here he is. He's probably not even watching
now.
He's
probably not even watching.
He's probably not even watching.
That's my man.
But I'll let you give him his props because we're recording this as well, so we'll have it out there. And since it's radio, we'll let you know who it is as soon as it's zoomed in. Right now, we're trying to do it in high def and 3D, Josh. We're holding up Zach Reed's business card. That's
the
Zach,
one.
The one.
The only.
Thank God.
Joshua. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, Zachary. See, I did this thing.
Josh. Zach Reed.
I called Josh
Look
Josh
at
Reed
smile.
Earlier. Look at
Boy,
oh,
ladies.
I'm telling you.
Whoo, eat your heart out.
Oh,
look at
that.
Look
at that.
There.
Oh, man. Oh, he's zooming
Look
it
at
in.
Him.
Whoo.
Boy.
Well, he's a little blurry there. Yeah. But
that's
but that's
Zach
okay.
Reed, boy.
But you know what you could see plain?
That boy is fine as wine.
Fine as wine. You know what you could see then when you did that? You could still see the bright whites of his teeth right
boy,
there.
I'll
he had the
you.
Veneer going.
I
don't know if it's veneer, but...
to Zach Reed.
Oh, Paul Merritt even says.
Paul knows what time it is.
Red
Clean
stage.
Cut,
What's red
Reed.
Stage?
Red Stag.
Oh, is that
that's
Red?
Jim Beam.
Oh,
you fired
oh, Stag. He spelled
that,
it. Oh, okay.
That gets that chest all warm.
I'm good with that.
We're not promoting any drinking
no.
on the job. Catching
no,
the
no, no, no. That's right.
That.
None of that.
After,
not on the job, but
after
work.
After
hours. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Clean cut, Zach Reed. Oh yeah, clean cut. He is, boy. And like you said, the ladies love that clean look. He's got the high and tight haircut. You notice that?
I'm jealous.
I know.
I'm not spending $30,000 going to Bosley's. Yeah, I know two guys that work with me at the prison. They just went and got that done. They all be ashamed of themselves.
Oh, the tooth thing?
No, their hair.
Oh, the hair?
$30,000.
$30,000.
$30,000 to put back hair on your head. You people see this?
That's all natural, boys.
Tapped out.
Well, natural.
I would like to thank I would like to thank my grandfather, Earl Casper. For the beautiful haircut, my dad's
good. I think
my dad still has a full head of hair just like yourself.
Mine's not full. I still
I got John, the old. You're 62, bro.
Yeah.
35.
I every day.
Tapped out.
That's right.
Tapped out.
You know, I almost tapped out once. I was still a police officer, and went and said, I want to see what I look like. You know,
with a ball
because
hair.
Because you know, a guy like you, and there's some other people that actually look really good with their head shaved. I think it looks really good on some people. I said, you know what? I bet I look pretty cool, and I didn't like my hair and all that crap. And then I went to a barber, and I said, it'll be a lot easier, especially in the summer. I got that stupid hat we got to wear and all that thing. That was the only thing I hated about police work was the hat, I admit it. I hated the hat.
You want to get a good laugh, Phil? If you have that picture of us in Vegas last year with me with the toupee, please post that if you can one here.
Oh, man.
We went to Vegas. My sister and Phil got married last year in Vegas.
Okay.
It was around February.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was the best man. I feel horrible. I don't remember
not
the
remember
date.
The date. It would have been worse if he doesn't remember the date.
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't,
Phil,
that's fine.
Phil got a picture of me wearing a toupee.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it on my – it was horrible. And I told a woman, and she was wanting to me tape it on my head and this and
that. Oh, jeez. Nah, no good. Did you wear the toupee?
Absolutely not.
Awesome.
My sister wouldn't have let me.
No,
she
good.
She wouldn't have let me.
Good.
I ruined everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, the pictures, I mean, everybody would have been like, what the heck?
There
we go.
My dad, yes, Phil is correct. My dad looks like Burt Reynolds. My dad
was
the modern-day Burt Reynolds of Newport.
Wow.
And my dad had a Firebird.
Oh, wow.
He had a Firebird.
Ooh, he had
the
whole deal.
Didn't wear a cowboy hat, though. He had that
mustache.
Oh,
man. Vegas and Casper.
I'm telling you, that was great.
Yeah?
That was great. I love Vegas. That is definitely Casper's Power Washing Town. Paul, we're going to Vegas, baby.
Yeah,
take it over.
We take the car. We have to clean up.
Yeah, Cherry Hill, Cape May to Vegas. It's on.
Oh man, it's
take
on.
It over. Take
He's
it over.
Going like Donkey Kong.
Yeah. It's going down like Chinatown.
Man, it's getting good. My friend Joe Dudek's watching. She's from out west in Kansas. We were. She was a police officer here in Egg Harbor Township and was a dispatcher when I was a police officer. And
she's in Kansas?
She's in Kansas.
I'll be out and give you a free estimate. I got you.
It's not the power washing that would cost the money, but
the travel.
Pay for the travel might cost you a little bit.
And if you got a deck, Paul will do it, promise.
She doesn't have a deck. But she's got horses, actually. She's got
Paul clean horses.
You'll send Paul out to clean some horses, right?
Absolutely.
Power wash
braid
the horses.
Her hair,
out.
Do all we just comb them, brush them, whatever you need. Got you.
Hey, Paul, how's that bus feel that you're getting rolled under right now? Poor Paul, we got to have him on one night because you're just crushing it right now.
Boy.
There he is. But he did say road trip.
Yeah, it's on.
It's
there
on. Road trip. But I think he's talking road trip to Vegas. I don't think road trip to Kansas.
Nah, Kansas, bro. Kansas.
I lived in Kansas. Trust me. Going a road trip to Vegas.
There you go.
I liked Kansas. For me, it was fine, and I needed the mental break for a long time, and I needed to do what I did. But for you guys, Vegas.
Vegas. I loved it. Yeah. And my sister's going back. I got a few other trips that I'm doing, so I'm going to do Vegas later in the year.
I'm going to head out and probably actually do a show there. A friend of mine, the guy that got me started in Atlantic City, is in a residency at L.A. Comedy Club at one of the casinos in Vegas. I'm going to head out there, I think, one night. Not one night. Obviously, I'm going to be there a few days. One night I'm going to get on out there, I think, and go do a few minutes.
We were out there. It was like everybody – well, it was like February. Everybody was, like, not there. It was cold.
Really?
We walked around. Yeah, it was cold. You couldn't do the pool. It was like in the 50s. It was like low 50s. You couldn't.
Okay.
It wasn't. I mean, you couldn't get in the pools or anything like that.
Oh, really?
I don't think I'd want to be out there in 150 degree weather.
Right. Anyway. And the other end, I wouldn't want to be out there either. So.
No. But we saw the Circus Soleil.
Right.
And like, I'm a big Lionel Richie guy.
Oh, yeah, old school,
Lionel,
baby.
I'm a big Lionel guy. Lionel wasn't there.
Lionel
was in Atlantic City.
Oh,
so
you go to Vegas
that.
And Lionel's in Atlantic City.
Scumbag.
Oh, jeez. I like Lionel Richie. Scumbag.
He should call me from now on.
Oh, man. Let me see. Paul's going to get the welding glove out.
That means he's putting in work.
Uh-oh, there it is.
When the welding gloves come on, Paul's putting in work.
Putting in work.
Get the Randy juice out. That's the name of my chemical.
What is it?
So I'm throwing it out there now so everybody knows it's called Randy juice.
Randy juice.
Randy
there you
juice.
Go. All right. Feeling Randy vibe.
Yeah, the Randy juice cleans everything.
Wow. Well, as long as it does, that's all that matters. Brother.
It works.
That's
it
all that
works.
Matters.
That's why people are calling me still in December.
Cool.
The proof is in the pudding.
Oh, man. So let's switch gears, bro. I feel bad for you this week. You know why?
Ruining me.
You know why?
Tom Brady.
That's coming. No, I meant from last week, but you're right.
We're past that.
Yep.
Past
my
that.
My brother Rick, I don't know if he's watching or not, or his wife, but they'll probably see it or hear it later. But he's a big Steeler fan. My younger brother.
Like
he's
him
in
already.
Florida.
Like
yeah.
Him already.
Hey, he's a good guy too. He's a big Steeler fan. He was like, oh man, go. First, he's rooting for the Chiefs because I'm a Chiefs fan as well as an Eagles fan. But I'm a Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
Have been, and he knows since we were little kids. Same thing. He's kind of an Eagles fan, but he's a big Steelers fan. Probably more Steelers than
I
Eagles.
I got no faith
time.
In Andy Reid.
I think
Andy Reid's going to ruin him in the playoffs.
I,
now they got the Hunt guy
here's
with all his nonsense.
Yeah, well, that he's gone. They got rid of him.
People getting hurt.
I will say they dumped him right away.
Yeah.
But
he'll be working for Castor's Power Wash in 856-297-2984. He'll be getting down with the ghost very
get
soon.
Down with a ghost. You're going to hire
Kareem. Get on the roof.
Get on the roof.
Paul, make him do the decks.
Paul, make him do the decks. There you go. You got a guy. You'll be looking for.
That's
he's
right.
looking for a job now.
That's right.
But
no, yeah, no.
He
I,
won't be in football very.
I just saw the Eagles. They put Wentz down because of his back.
Did
so,
they really?
Yeah.
I didn't see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's done
so
for the year.
He's done for the year.
He's done.
So
Nick
Foles.
Nick Foles. Time for Nick. Nick.
Time for Nick to step up. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, the Steelers got last 3 weeks. I had. A nice Antonio Brown jersey.
Yeah.
That I ripped in half like Hulk Hogan. And it went in the trash.
Yeah, I would have too.
Yeah, it went right in the
What was the deal? I mean, you hear all kind of conversations. What was the deal with Big Ben? He goes out and
he said he messed his rib up and then
But then he comes back in.
It took the Raiders staff or whatever it did,
or
the people
Steelers?
In the locker room, the Steelers
yeah.
staff, it took too long for the X-ray to come back. So
oh,
he was supposed
geez.
To come right back out.
Oh, okay.
But you can't make excuses.
No.
We always lose to the Raiders.
No.
My first game.
You know, there were some people I watched that actually called, that I know that actually called that and said, I think the Raiders could win. And I went, nah,
the Steelers
I don't know.
Never beat. Big Ben is 0-4 or 0-5
yeah.
in Oakland.
I think it's 0-5
My
now,
first
yeah.
game at Heinz Field, 2008.
Yeah.
Sebastian Janikowski.
Ugh.
60-yard field goal.
Wow.
In the snow, like yeah. light snow. Beat the Steelers with a 60-yard field goal.
Oh,
you talking
man.
About make you sick to your stomach. Six-hour
oh, yeah.
ride from Pittsburgh to Bridgeton.
Not a good ride, was
what?
It, on the way back?
Mm.
Yeah.
I didn't want to talk football. I was more into canoeing than
kayaking.
Whitewater rafting.
Whitewater rafting. Getting
and
out
crabbing.
Of
Oh. Hated football. Couldn't stand it. Made me
Matt
sick.
Matt Morgan, very funny guy. You'd like Matt Morgan, I'll tell you what. And I'll say it on this podcast. Matt, if you're out there he runs a thing, and sometimes he goes by Fenris. And, of course, the biggest thing out there, fuck Fenris. And he promotes that. He loves that. And he's got some shit out there, I'll tell you, that is just hysterical. Same thing, a no-holds-barred kind of guy.
Yeah,
he'll sing
sounds
and talk
good to me.
About anything. He is a funny son of a gun. And he runs a thing down Delaware near toward Philly. I went down one night. It's funny as hell. He's a funny guy. So if you ever see that he's up
like
here,
to meet him.
Fenris or Matt Morgan, if you ever see that he's up this way, you got to go check him out because you'd really like him. I think you'd like him. Paul says that's right. Kareem Hunt gets to do roofs and decks.
Hey, it's on.
Kareem, put him on.
Kareem,
I'll
get your number. Yeah,
there
I
we
know
go. That's
doing
what we
anything.
Should do. That's what we should do here on the public, John, because you know what? We're the public. We like to serve the public, too.
Yeah,
so we'll see
it.
If we can't get word to Kareem Hunt and offer him a job. Because you know he ain't getting paid right now. He effed up big time. So let's
dummy.
Get him out there, big dumbass.
Super kicking chicks.
I know. Why would you? I don't understand. You know, that is more stupid. And then, of course, you know, lied the whole time about it and all this stuff. And
that's
even,
what it is. You got
and they said it wasn't the Chiefs. The Chiefs didn't know. As soon as supposedly the Chiefs saw the video, he was gone. But how does the NFL, who supposedly was doing an investigation, not have that?
Make no
they
sense.
They said they didn't know it at all. I'm
make
like,
no
here we go.
Sense.
We're back to them not knowing. Phil Morris, Braves, Phillies game with Casper is fun too, especially 100-plus sunny days.
Man,
oh, I bet that's awesome.
Well, before I had my
awful.
Weight loss surgery, I weighed 330 pounds.
I saw some pictures. I was going to ask you about
Phil
that.
Phil and
you
I
were a big boy.
Had seats in right field
so was
on
I,
the damn gate, and it was hot. I was leaking.
Ugh.
Leaking.
Things were leaking out of places you didn't know
man,
you had, right?
Sweating.
Oh, man.
Ugh.
Oh, jeez.
That was, but you know, I've had a lot of good times with my brother. Oh, he's a good dude.
That's cool. I have to go there. Yeah, I haven't been up to Citizens Bank yet.
Yeah,
since
a lot of my buddies been chiming in last day because yes, I am an Atlanta Braves fan, and the Phillies did sign. The
Phillies signed McCutchen.
Who cares?
Yeah, I don't think it's enough yet. But they are supposedly looking for more, and I don't think McCutcheon's the McCutcheon
three years ago.
Where
we were going hard on each other last night on Facebook, Mr. James Sightsinger. Jimbo Slice.
Jimbo Slice.
And the Big Earn band.
Oh, man.
He's got a new band, too.
Oh, does he?
I think it's called My Ex-Lover. Great band. I mean, they're good.
Yeah.
I call him. I work with him. I call him every day, singing songs to him. He starts laughing. He hangs up on me.
Probably. That's what would happen to me if I started singing. Yeah, you know what? Zach the other night for the telethon was trying to get me to. He hooked up. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, so we saw that nobody's watching us.
I set the alarm at 3 o'clock. And I slept right through it.
Did you?
I was going to chime in. Yeah, you guys would be out snoring.
Oh, we were up,
man.
We were both up. Neither one of us went out.
Sleep. Big time sleep.
I don't even think either one of us took a cat nap. We just hung in there. I mean, we walked away from here for a couple minutes and let the other one do it. But neither one of us laid down, took a nap, or nothing like that. We stayed on. We kept plugging. So I'll give him credit for that.
Yeah.
I mean,
I still can't believe the people that I was. It irks me in my head just thinking how many homeless people there are in Cumberland County. That's crazy. It's nuts.
It's Cumberland County, New Jersey. They've got a big homeless problem. But the M25 initiative, and I'm going to post that the web link on my page. And as well as the Public John page on how you can still donate, folks, because they're leaving the donate link at Quinn Broadcasting up until Friday.
If I can ask all of my friends, I mean, I'm not, you know, tooting my own horn, but
and
I
it
know
is still on
a
the
lot
Quinn
of,
Broadcasting.
A lot of you guys out there, please donate. I mean, it's cold as shit.
Oh, it's going to get colder. Man. We're only in December.
That GMC's got
the
heated seats, that heated steering wheel.
Phew. Oh, man.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. I mean,
can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine sleeping outside.
That's what I'm saying.
Are you kidding me?
I couldn't imagine sleeping in a car.
No way,
let
brother.
Alone.
No way.
All right. Well, we got to get onto some happier subjects because this is the Public John, and right now, Albert, we're giving a shit too much. Right now, well, never too much, but we're
unfiltered.
It's not that we're not. Yeah, we got to get back to
a lot of people know me though. I'm very straightforward.
You know what? I do
unfiltered.
Want you. We were talking earlier. I do want you. It sounds like a shameless plug. And pug, you know, that fucking dog shitting on the floor is a shameless pug.
That's what I tell people when they want something. You know what you tell them?
Yeah.
You want in one hand, you shit in the other, and see which
there
one
you
fills
go.
Up
see
first.
Which one you get first. You know which
that's
one you're
right.
going to get first.
That's my grandpa told me that.
Did he?
Yes, that's right.
Oh,
that's
man.
Right.
I forget what the fuck I was talking about. Oh, because my brain is fried still from that money. It really is. It's like, you know how you have a 8-cylinder car.
Yeah.
I'm only running on about 5 to 6 cylinders, man. It's a little bit.
Get you some more coffee.
No, I don't want
a
any
shot
more
of
coffee.
Crown.
No, this one's still
Crown vanilla.
Well, then we might have to. I might have to sacrifice
shots.
Myself. And
Paulie, shots.
That's what he
That's
said
right.
earlier.
He knows.
In January, it's the third Friday. There it goes again. I am literally going to throw this in front of a friggin' tractor trailer.
Right.
You know what I'm going to do? I know what I'm going to do. One night now, it says change the sensor. I knew it would, and it's 2 days early. So if you guys have the pump and you know what I'm going through, because I'm about to actually, instead of taking the chance on it surviving with the tractor trailer, I'm going to stick it under a wheel of something parked and let it just crush the fucking thing. I'm so pissed off at it. Yeah,
that
pump. Yeah, I hate this thing. And then if I change the sensor tonight, you know what will happen. And like I said, anybody watching or listening will know, is it makes you calibrate every 2 to 3 hours. So there's noise and it vibrates up in the middle of the night. Right.
Shit.
And you're not supposed to take it off for more than an hour. Let me explain what's going to happen tonight. Because the son of a bitch doesn't work right, all right, it's going to come off. I'm not changing jack until tomorrow morning when I wake the hell up. Then I'll change it because it's bullshit.
That's right.
It is.
That's right.
Because I don't know what it does. And half the time the sensor is supposed to tell you what your reading is. It's automatic. And if I test it with a tester, it's never 100% right. So I think the sensor part is bullshit. And so I'm doing
that's
it.
What I look,
I'm start doing
to.
It at my leisure, and somebody's going to go, well, it's never going to work right if that's what you do. You know what? It doesn't work right when I follow the friggin' directions
now,
either.
Do you still got to do the like insulin needle? Or
well, that's what it is. Is the pump feeds you
okay.
the insulin. The sensor is supposed to tell you, here's
I,
where your insulin
I would say I would try to get that for my dad, but John, my dad is dad is like 6'4",
right.
340 pounds.
Right.
That thing ain't got a chance. That bitch would be against the wall.
No. You
Big
know,
Albert,
exactly.
Miles, that thing.
Yeah.
Tap
I was
going
to say, if your dad's like me,
yeah,
I'm about ready to throw it now, and your dad's a bigger guy, he'll throw this thing, and I don't blame him. You know what? I would throw it if I was going to throw it, which my arms are effed up, but if I was going to throw it, I would throw it underhand very fast because that's about the only way I can get any speed going, and then, son of a bitch, into a goddamn concrete wall.
It happens.
Bam! I want pieces. This thing, and it's coming out of this cover that's protective. I want this thing in so many pieces. I really do. Hi, Rhonda. That's my homegirl. Who's Rhonda? I didn't see Rhonda. Did you see somebody say something to her, Rhonda?
No.
Do you know what that's about?
Nope.
Phil Morris says, hi, Rhonda. That's my homegirl. Okay.
Yeah, maybe it was Rhonda when they're watching on.
Oh, maybe Rhonda's watching on your feed or a different feed that I don't see or something. But if you are, hi, Rhonda. Rhonda's his homegirl.
Well, like I said, John, I'd like to say this again. No, I don't, but I would like to thank you and appreciate you for letting me come on your show.
Oh, no problem. We're having some fun.
Means a lot.
Well, good. Now quit being so goddamn sentimental and nice, and let's get
all right, scumbags.
All right, you bastards. All right. First off, if you got power washing need, don't be a cheap bastard. Call my friend Albert, son of a bitch.
You scumbags can call me. I'll clean you
up. He'll clean you up. He'll hook you up too.
I'll hook you up. Clean you up. Get down with the ghost.
Get down with the freaking ghost.
There it is,
Rhonda. It's Rhonda Cirola. I used to work with Rhonda years ago. She's saying hi, Phil. If it's the same Rhonda, Rhonda, is this you? Hi, guys. Is this you? Even if I didn't work with her, what's she going to say? Hey, is this you? No, it's not me, asshole. Who do you think it is? Of course it's me. I think I worked with Rhonda in Buna, if I remember right. She was an EMT and a rescue worker, but she was also a police dispatcher for a while.
Get you a good laugh when you type in Buna on your iPhone.
Yeah.
It comes up, it says Buena.
Well, it comes up Buena.
Buena.
Yeah, everybody always used to laugh when... If I wasn't here, like if I was out west or somewhere else, and they said, where'd you work? Or, la, 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 and I'd say Buna. And they went, Buna? How's that spelled? And you'd say it. And they go, no, you're saying it wrong.
It's like with a W.
I was like, well, look, you don't understand. I know I'm saying it right.
Good times.
Yep, there she was. Yep, that is her. How you doing? How you been? I thought I saw you one time at a doctor's office but I was on painkillers, so I wasn't sure it was you.
All perked up.
Oh, man.
Speaking of that.
What, you got
the zombies? No, the zombies in Millville are crazy.
Oh, the zombies
Me and Paul,
Millville?
Paul and myself have a zombie camp when we're going through Millville. Now, I'm not knocking all the other towns.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
Man,
don't make
Millville,
too much fun of Millville.
Woo,
I know there's zombies in Millville, but
Millville,
the town's good.
I got a lot of buddies that are Millville cops, Millville firemen.
Yeah.
Man, them
zombies. They got a tough job.
Them zombies are out of control.
Oh.
We counted like 15 one day.
We were at the Millville parade. We were covering the Millville parade.
How many zombies did you see?
Oh.
They were out there like Michael Jackson.
They were
the Thriller dance.
There were cast directors from The Walking Dead coming around going, yep, you'll do,
you'll do.
And figuring they don't need to make them up. They can just take them in. Okay.
That's right.
So it's one of those deals where there was one, we were done the parade, we're packing everything up, and I'm talking to one of the girls that works here, and this woman come walking towards us, and walked around us, and we're looking at her. I'm going, can I help you and all that? And then as she was going to leave, she actually, like on purpose, looked like bumped into the girl.
Yeah, she was going.
And we were both kind of in shock, and I'm like, I can't believe that. And she's like, yeah, she's looking at me. I can't believe it. Then we walked her, just walking. I said, oh man, she's got more chemicals in her than a Dow factory.
She's on that
oh,
shit.
Oh man. Oh. I'm okay, Rhonda. I look at it this way. It was more and still is broken bones and muscles, but it's not a couple other things that I've had. So broken bones and muscles, they're either going to ache or they're going to get fixed. Right now they ache. There's nothing I can do. At wintertime they ache and all that. And I think the time you saw me, I was either getting ready for surgery or just had surgery. Or I think it was getting ready for shoulder surgery. But things happen. you know, so life happens.
I think that's a game called life.
Yeah, yeah, it's not always the great game. It's always like it could be the other one. You roll and it's double.
Crap out.
Snake eyes.
Yeah, crap like, out.
Son of a bitch. So, happens. So, but thanks for asking and thanks for checking. I'm glad. I hope you're doing okay as well. That's cool. Yeah, I had some good times there doing police work. It was always fun. Well, I know I shouldn't say that.
My brother-in-law was a cop.
Was he?
I think he was in Glassboro.
Was he?
I think so.
Cool. Good for him. Yeah. I like the key word was. If he was and he got out, she got out, whoever it was, done.
He got out. Now he's doing a good thing. He's taking care of my sister. The only thing that matters is he's taking care of my sister. That's
well, there you go. That's all that matters.
She's happy.
That's all that matters. As long as your sister's happy. As long as family's happy.
She's happy.
You're watching the Public John podcast. And it's also being listened to, hopefully, by you on wildfireradio.com, which today is Wednesday, December 12th. We should be on Wildfire probably sometime tomorrow on Thursday the 13th. Also on iTunes. Just look up The Public John. Same with Google Play. And I understand Spotify as well. So that's pretty cool. And we're going to keep it on Facebook here. And actually, I usually end up putting the video on YouTube.
There you go.
So you're going to be on YouTube, there brother. Going to make you a star,
right. YouTube
man.
YouTube famous.
YouTube famous. That's right. Why I'm swearing and shit.
That's
I don't
right.
give a shit.
That'd be all right.
It's all mine at this point. So that's why I'm swearing and stuff. And it's not really why on purpose. It's just something pisses me off. Bang.
I am very, very thankful you had me here.
No, well, I'm glad. So listen, I was talking earlier, January, whatever the third Friday is, if somebody wants to look it up, I want to say it's the 15th, but if somebody's out there and feels like helping me out without me having to try to look it up, whatever the third Friday is, or Joshua Suey, if you're listening still, in if he is in the production room, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's
the man.
He's about to tell you in a second.
Let me know what the third Friday is, because that's we're going to be at Leatherhead Comedy Club. I think I already said where it was, right?
Say it again.
I'll say it again.
Say it.
That's true. You know what?
This is your
that's
show.
A damn fine point right
John,
there.
John, quit bullshitting.
Quit
and tell the
bullshitting.
Quit bullshitting.
Yeah. Shut the trap and open the trap.
There you
go. There it is. Route 30 and Route 50. That was a different show, so you're right. It's a good thing I am. Route 30 and Route 50 in Egg Harbor City. The reason it's called Leatherhead, it's the old firehouse in Egg Harbor City.
There you go, people.
Yep. Leatherhead Comedy Club is upstairs inside the Leatherhead Pub. Jersey Comedy, we're running. And for January, we're going to run an open mic. We're going to have a headliner there as well to end things up. I'm probably going to host. But if you've been told that you're funny, if somebody said to you, man, you should go on stage, or you think you can for whatever reason, this is going to be your chance. You're going to see posts. But come on out and we're going to give you about 5 minutes or 8 minutes to give it a shot and see what happens, right? If you get laughs, okay. But at least then you'll know. And sometimes we find somebody out there.
January 18th is the third Friday for Mr. Suey.
There it is.
That is
and if
bad,
anybody,
man.
January 18th. I kind of thought that's what it was, but I wasn't sure.
Sorry.
There, no. Eight, no, please. Eight. There it is. January
Josh,
18th,
no
Egg Harbor City. It's going to be about 8 o'clock. I'm going to have flyers out on this page and on my page and on a bunch of pages. And,
I'm putting Josh Suey in for a Mr. Millville. I hope he wins. Mr. Millville.
Oh, that's right. There is a Mr. Millville
Josh,
contest,
right.
Isn't there?
Right.
Yeah, we should all vote. And as they used to say in Chicago, vote early, vote often.
That's right.
Josh Suey, man about town. Thank you, Josh, for producing the show tonight. And thanks for the info and being right on top of the question and everything
sharp,
else.
Sharp, boy. Sharp like a razor.
That set is, yes, Where I'm At is getting a lot of good use this week. Somebody gave us, Dave Virgilio. He works at Quinn Broadcasting.
Very nice.
And so he knows, it is, but it's all been in either good fun or it's been productive, so that's good. Thanks, Dave, for watching. That's cool. So he's the production director. Actually, he's in charge of all the producing.
That's Big Dave.
That's Big Dave from
Big
here.
Dave.
Yep.
Big Dave.
Big
that's
Dave.
Right.
He's HDIC, the head Dave in charge.
That's right.
That was close.
That's
you
close
were wondering
one.
What
that,
I was
no,
going to say.
No,
right?
No, this is your show.
No,
you
no,
say whatever
exactly.
you want.
That's true, but
you're on
censored
right now.
It's just a matter you're a businessman and you're going,
shit.
Oh, I hope he doesn't say anything.
No,
okay,
no,
I can
no,
live
no.
with that one. All right.
I'm good old Albert from Newport. I've heard it all.
That's
seen,
true.
Not seen it all, but I've heard a lot.
But
no,
you've heard a lot, Albert
absolutely.
From Newport. I bet
absolutely.
You have. So Absolutely. So yeah, we're gonna do that. We're gonna open it up to people that, if you've ever thought you've been funny and want to give it a shot, or want to see what goes on with some that do, or want to come out and support friends, or see some people like, I always like to see Mike crash and burn, or you may the next
Kevin, be the Kevin Hart of
the
Egg
next
Harbor.
Kevin Hart.
Where's Egg Harbor City?
Egg Harbor City. Yeah.
That's right.
Did you see? I'm gonna bring this shit up. All right, because here we go.
Josh.
Josh, be ready. It really kind of pisses me off. Don't get me wrong. Screw that. Lately, comedians and comics, and I mean even famous ones, are really coming under fire for when they tell jokes. All right, because they may be politically insensitive, or it might offend somebody. It's a friggin' joke, people. Kevin Hart was scheduled to host the Oscars. Somebody dug into one of his comic sets. He used some kind of a name or something, or a slur in his set. He was telling a joke. All right. Does that mean he means the slur in a negative? No. And it's a joke. You know what? He's African American. Do you know how many times people tell African American jokes? Especially African Americans on stage. It doesn't mean that you feel a certain way or a hatred. But because of that particular joke, the Oscars contacted him and said, please reconsider? And he had said it's a joke, whatever, and the Oscars were thinking about still letting him, and then he pulled out.
Well, if I'll throw this out
you
there
know what?
Tonight. If,
it's a freaking joke, people.
If Kevin Hart is watching this right now, hey, Kevin Hart, if you're not doing anything Friday, you can get your little ass up on a ladder and you work for Casper
Power
Washing.
That's right. You know what? You can work for Casper Power Washing and use all the slurs you want up on the roof and the deck with Kareem Hunt, right?
Yeah, you and Kareem Hunt can get your asses up there and get
the work. That's right.
Paul will tell you, get the deck done.
Paul said, get that deck done.
And the best thing to say, get to work, you scumbum.
Get to work, you scumbum. My buddy would go, get the stepping. He gets all
fired. That's
crazy.
People are too sensitive anymore. I'm like you. I'm very unfiltered. But I've learned, now, 2018, you got to keep your mouth shut. I was the president of the union a few years ago at the prison.
Yeah.
I still got my hand in it a little bit. But, man, it's just.
Yeah, I mean.
People are so insensitive now. And even to claim the racist and the prejudice. And you ask somebody to do something, they suck their dick. Give you the air break, Jesus.
Yeah, give you the air break.
On.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for Paul to do that to me on Friday.
Oh man, he'll kill you,
Paul. Hey, I need a who's it, man?
Albert.
Go on,
Hey, don't say ass because that's offensive to me.
Yeah, Albert, I feel. Oh man, if Paul ever did any of that, claim the offensive things I've said to him,
man.
I'm up shit.
Do you know how much of my material? And I'm not overly filthy. Mine's more angry and stuff. But there is stuff like between the words I'll use and some of the stuff I talk about, and I'm pretty low key compared to some people that would get thrown out if I had to worry about. Here's the good part for me. I'm never hosting the fucking Oscars. Right? I'm not doing it. No, you don't understand. It's not going to happen because if they ask me, I'm going to tell them to kiss my ass. All right?
You always tell them they can kiss my cornbread ass.
Yeah, there you go. I like cornbread. That's good. And I do like some cornbread.
That means I got a little south to me.
Yeah, I don't need the bullshit. Somebody says, hey, you want to host an Oscar? No, I don't want to host the Oscars. You know what? I didn't see most of the friggin' movies.
That's
all right,
Phil. Phil will tell you, comedians are a dying breed.
Yeah.
Art of comedy will be a thing of the past.
You know what?
I'm saying, I'm going to put this on record with you, Mr. Harris.
Yeah, go ahead.
On January 18th, I'm going to have my bullheaded ass up there in Egg Harbor City, and I'm going to laugh.
That's all that matters.
I'm not saying I'm going to get on the stage, but my ass
good.
Is going
to laugh. Good. Nope.
And I'm taking Phil Morris with me as long as he's
bring
on
Phil
call.
Morris if he wants to come out.
As
long as you're not on call,
Phil's
Phil Morris, please come out. You know
GMC.
What? Here's the kind of guy I am. You and Phil Morris can be my guests.
There you go, Phil.
So,
hey, Paul. Bring your dusty ass too.
There you go. Get the stepping. Get the
cornbread
step.
Ass in the truck.
Get your cornbread asses in the truck and get to Egg Harbor City January 18th.
A lot of my coworkers, that's what they say. You can tell the difference between the people who are south of Route 40, north of 40, south of 40, and north of 40. You just got a different. They talk different.
Oh yeah, they do. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but it really does. it really does kind of piss me off. Somebody's making a comment here about isn't comedy That's supposed right. to shine a big light? Margie that's saying right. all the stuff that makes us uncomfortable and laugh at it. Yeah, that's one thing. The other thing is there's a freedom of speech thing. The other part about comedy is if you go to a comedy show, you're going to laugh, and you got to expect that.
You
I mean,
make you laugh real quick?
Go ahead.
You know what's going to shine?
What's going to
shine? That goddamn house when Paul Power washes that Joker on Friday.
That's what's going to shine.
Get you some of that.
Do you know what's funny about that? That's a shameless fucking plug
that's
right
it.
There.
That's
and
it.
You know what?
Yo, Josh Shuey was doing plugs earlier. So
yes,
I'm
going
to do my little plug in right now.
Oh, the Oscars are
But I'm not going to say that. There it is.
There it is. Josh Shuey says yes. There it is, folks. We've got our mics on. I think you can still hear us, too. Look at that before
at that.
And after picture. That's
look at Paul.
Beautiful.
Paul putting in that work.
He's putting the work on the, what's that, the sidewalk out
uh-huh.
front there? Oh,
before
man.
Look how dirty it was.
Before. Look at that.
Look at that.
And now it looks blue, for Christ's sake. I thought they were black, for crying out loud. They're up on the deck. That's what Kareem Hunt will be doing up there. Yep, there you go, Kareem. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Kevin Hart, Kareem, you guys are Josh, your asses are in
Josh,
trouble.
Josh, so,
Josh, you're my man.
Josh, our boy right there, putting that on there. That's awesome. Thanks, Josh. And I really do mean thanks. That's pretty cool. Paul Merritt even says, yep, that's right.
That's
that,
right.
That Oscars are a pretentious cesspool.
Knows what time it is.
He knows what time it is. I'm the same way. What time is it? It's time for me to give a shit.
That's
nope,
right.
It's not.
No,
never mind.
Can't.
I don't. You
yeah,
know what?
People are so insensitive anymore, John.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's what I mean. Like, things are so out of control in this.
This past year, now I'm going to get sensitive on you again for a second. This past year, 2018,
right?
I've never realized yet. I took a step back. Had right. a lot of shit happen in my life this past year, good and bad.
Right.
And you don't really realize your friends you got, who's got your back until you take a step back.
Till something happens.
People, man.
Yep. Till something happens, you find
I'm
out who's there
you,
for
quick,
you and who's not.
Quick.
Yeah, you do. You
quick.
Really do. Yep, absolutely.
And that's
and
always
you always
apart.
Keep that. You always know that. You know what I mean? But you're right. You find out, what was the old term? Fair weather a friend. You know?
Yeah.
As long as it's sunny out, I'm with you, pal. But, man, the first trouble you got, they're disappearing. And your true friends come to the
this
forefront.
This past year is really, I mean, like I said, this was my best year power washing.
Right.
I got my hand in a little bit of everything. I got
right.
the politics going. I'm trying to be like Jim Quinn one day.
Oh, man. I
got big shoes
that's,
to fill.
I was going to say, that's a lofty goal. But, you know, you got to kind of, you know.
Room wasn't built in a day. Casper's power washing wasn't built in a day. Another shameless
man,
plug.
Another shameless man. Plug. You have no shame, do you?
None.
Fuck no.
No,
I don't
no,
care. I like that. That's good.
Nope.
At least the man admits
shit,
it. That's the thing.
Shit or get off the pot. You know
that's
what
right. Yeah, that's it. There it is right there. No shame in this man's game, I'm telling you. But you know what? I'm all right with that because he does a good job and he's a funny guy.
You
got to
laugh. Laughter is what makes everything happen. Like a lot of people will tell you. I mean,
hell yeah.
You got people watching tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm always happy-go-lucky. Life is too damn short. I've lost too many friends over crazy shit, drugs, drinking and driving, accidents, and the suicide awareness.
And that's
just
important, too. Always, you know, if you have – there are suicide awareness hotlines, and I feel bad because I don't have those numbers at the ready, but they're easily found. And you can always if you know how to contact me, do that if you're a friend. And if you're feeling like – you have something. Well, I will get
Man,
you to
get
somebody.
On the damn phone.
Right.
I
will get you to somebody. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a pro.
I
friend
can't
of
tell
mine.
You the number amount of phone calls I've ever since I joined the for the union at the prison.
Right.
Phone calls of coworkers that I've built a relationship with just to shoot shit with to see where they're at, where they're going. They lost loved ones. They're
right.
going through shit. And it's really. It's nice that when you can count on somebody to know to pick up the damn phone. And that's how I was raised. And I mean, you know, to help people out.
Yes.
I mean, that's my only weakness. I got too much of a kind heart.
Yeah. If you do say so yourself.
I do.
You're a humble motherfucker.
John Harris though said it.
There it is.
Humble pie.
Humble
but
pie.
Speaking of humble
baby.
Pie, we're going to whip Talk Tom Brady's it. Cornbread ass this
oh,
weekend. Let's
there we
go Steelers.
There's the prediction.
Let's
still
go Steelers.
Steelers. Yes, sir.
I'm going to say the score is going to be 34-24. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ooh, there you go. Write that down, folks.
34-24
Pittsburgh. Albert Casper Jr.'s
Man,
prediction for the Steelers Patriots game this week.
Whip our ass.
Oh,
I don't even want to go.
He's making two predictions in one.
I'm getting Primanti's brothers, and also want to tell Josh.
Tell Josh
that he was talking about pizza earlier. You guys were talking about pizza.
Bim's Pizza.
Man, listen. Listen, I ain't got nothing against Bims. If you don't go to Big John's, 455-3344, get a Big
cow.
John's pizza, you people should all be ashamed of yourself.
I think it's the first guest I ever had who was actually sponsored by somebody else.
Jesus Christ. Goes out to my friend Al Dooley. This is his saying.
What's his saying? Don't get mad.
Fuck all that noise. You don't go to Big John's. Big John's is the spot.
Oh, I'm not mad at you.
No,
I'm not mad at you.
You get that party tray with the extra cheese, half sausage, half pepperoni. Yeah,
Big John's actually had pizza available for us and for the people of Bridgeton outside at the parade.
That's right.
Yeah, he did. So I grabbed a couple slices from Big John's.
And if you go out to Vineland, the guy, Pizza Queen. I went to high school with the guy. You know, I feel horrible. I forget his name. He wears glasses. He was a few years older than me.
Okay.
But he owns Pizza Queen. He worked at Big John's all...
Did he?
As a kid.
Yeah.
So when Red passed away, God bless Red, he started out there.
Good stuff, huh?
It tastes... I'm not saying Big John's has changed. It has a little bit.
Right.
You can taste the difference.
Yeah.
But Pizza Queen, if you're in Vineland,
well,
throwing them shameless plugs out there.
All right,
people.
And Bims is good. Yeah, let's give Bims a prop too. In Millville.
Hey, Bims, I apologize.
Well, that's Millville. Different.
I've never had a pizza from there, so I can't. I'm just saying.
It's good stuff.
I'm just saying.
It really is. Bims
is good
stuff.
If you ain't down with
Bims.
See what Paul said? That's right. Big John's.
Big John's.
Shit.
Oh, no, it was good. I was glad he had it there. I'll tell you what.
Well, I just gave you the recipe. Party tray. Extra cheese. Half sausage. Half pepperoni. Can't beat it.
Yeah, but you know the biggest thing is the sauce.
It is.
In pizza, the biggest thing is the sauce. You make a good sauce.
Some people
say
Big John's is too sweet. You know what I tell them?
Well, you know what? Everybody has their like and their dislikes. Do you know?
I know a lot of people.
I'm gonna make Josh Suey laugh right now. You ready? He's going to laugh right now. Do you know how Bims got its name?
No, I don't.
Right now, Josh Suey's going, oh, you got to be kidding me. Somebody else watching, Amber Lynn's watching. She's going to go, no, not again. So what happens is long, long time ago, well, not that long ago, because today's Jim Quinn's birthday, and he's only 37.
Happy birthday. What?
Yeah. I asked him. I said, how old are
you? Hey, Jimmy Quinn. I did tell him happy birthday today.
You did. Good.
That's right.
You
37.
Should. 37, he said. I asked him. I said, are you
slickster?
I said, are you 35? He goes, no, I got to be honest. I'm a little older than that. And he says, I'm 37. I said, okay. Bim's got its name because Jim Quinn and Bob Smith were two teachers in the Millville school system.
Okay.
They got together, bought this thing, and put it all together, and they took the B from Bob's name and the other two letters, M, and put it together and made it Bim's Pizza.
So you telling me that Jim Quinn also had a part of Bim's Pizza?
He was a half owner
of
Bim's
bitch.
Pizza. Yeah, he does not.
Look
at that there. And it's still there. Jim doesn't own it anymore or have a piece of it. He doesn't have a piece of the pie anymore at Bim's. Oh, puns are flowing right there. Tell me Josh Suey isn't at the
ready.
Josh
is. Boy,
Josh
I told
is
you
on
I
it, boy. He
razor.
Is. Man, he is. He's on this. And,
sharp as
of course,
a razor.
He's also laughing right
I'm
now because that's the inside joke about Bim's.
Yeah, they'll be mad at me. I'll go to Bim's.
You need
a slice
to
of
to
Big
Bim's.
John's
yeah.
and a slice of Bim's.
Okay.
And I got it, and I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to have to be neutral because my heart, I'm a Big John's guy.
Well,
you're high school.
Might
bro.
Be hard for
Class
you to be neutral then.
VHS, we go hard.
Might be hard for you. Denise Arrigo, two handsome men. Hey, she actually spelled like that. Hey, Denise, how are you?
That's my buddy Jared's mom.
Is
best
it?
Spanish teacher
right.
in Millville, as everybody always said.
You know, I keep hearing that. I really do.
I said it about 800 times.
Did you? I've heard it all over the place. A lot of people have said she was the best Spanish teacher. In Millville. So, hi Denise, thank you for watching. And is there somebody else in the picture behind Albert or something?
Yeah.
I don't see what's going
on
here. Because I got this 73 day old growth here or whatever it is I got, and this thing isn't looking. And I'm still in a half coma, I think. Phil Morris, the show went from shots to plugs,
that's
plugs.
Right,
that's
right.
Ha ha ha. And get them plugs, brother. Get them
so
in, brother.
I'm
going to
throw another
in
plug out there. January 18th.
Oh, okay. You can throw that one out, yeah.
Leatherhead
Comedy club.
Store.
Comedy club.
I'm sorry. Comedy club.
Good.
Come out. John Harris will be there.
I'll be hosting.
I will be there.
You'll
signing
be there.
Autographs.
That's right.
Doing high fives. Down low, backside, whatever.
However you want the acknowledgement,
and,
we'll do it.
Everybody come out.
It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah.
And actually,
yeah,
this Friday, if you're not doing, if any of you aren't doing anything, we'll be at Naomi's Cafe on Tilton Road in Northfield.
There you go, people.
We 8 o'clock. The show starts. It's called the 375 days till next Christmas fun night.
There you go.
There you go. Get the stress relief out for next year already, for Christ's sake.
This year's been a crazy year.
Oh, this is a crazy.
Like I said,
I'm looking
I had a
the
great
next
year.
Year.
How was your year so far, Shu?
It
doesn't matter how your year was.
Exactly. It really no. It doesn't really doesn't matter. But now I have an eardrum puncture. Thank you. What the fuck?
How was 18 for you?
18 was a little rough.
But it got better that year.
It got better as I'm
now.
Doing this. Yeah, I had some personal injuries. That's all. Personally, it was kind of tough, but the rest of it, the rest of it's been pretty good.
I'm glad I met you. Great so far this year. You and Zachariah.
Zachariah. Yeah, I know.
Who?
He cringes.
Josh. Zachariah, look at that face, boy.
He's zooming it in and out like
look at that.
It's 3D.
Smile.
Zach Reed's 3D car.
Right. Zach's my man.
I don't think he is.
That is my man.
But 3D Zach Reed there.
I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
How did you sleep the other day after that telethon?
You know what?
Did you sleep like
did,
a baby?
You could say that. I heard this from another comic somewhere, but I think it was true. I slept like a baby. I wet myself. I was hungry. I was screaming for my mama, and I was rolling around in the crib. So I probably did sleep like a baby.
That's what I was thinking. That's the first thing I thought about when I got up that next day. I was like, damn, I wonder if them dudes are
out. You know, I made a mistake, and I'm going to tell you folks now, don't ever do it. If you are that tired that you are drowsy, don't drive home.
You know,
I drove home, and I have a long drive, and I literally, like, almost woke up in a couple of places I shouldn't have. I took the right road somehow, but a couple times found myself in the wrong lane. Please, folks, if you're tired, I mean, I know we always say don't drive, drink and drive, but I can tell you now, a lot of you folks out there are working two jobs, like talking with you and everything.
Yeah.
If you're at the point where you're really exhausted and you're really tired, please don't drive. Because you just don't know what's going to happen to you. I'll tell you, I pulled over a couple times because I was like, wow, I shouldn't have done
million
that.
Million dollar
had
question.
Had the air
of the
conditioner
night.
On.
Million dollar question of the night. What road do you hate driving on?
Oh, God.
I can't stand
it. I'll tell you.
49 from Ocean City. It's dark.
Yeah, it gets the same way. It's a very dark road. Where I live, same thing. The town where I live in, once you get off of, in this case, the White Horse Pike,
okay,
and you go back, all dark, deer will pop out from everywhere.
Man.
It is scary, and I got about 10 miles to go on that when I get off that road, so it's like, wow. And I'll take main roads rather than the shortest distance because, like you said, the road is dark.
Absolutely.
You can't see. Anything can happen. So Danny Van Meter's watching. Danny, how you doing? Danny, you probably may know of. He's got over in, is it toward Hopewell near the Bridgeton? He has the Christmas lights show every year.
Oh, yeah. I saw him one the other night. Yeah,
Danny, tell me what it's called so I can tell people because you're going to have it again this Saturday night. And he puts a donation box out front. And all the donations this year, he's donating back. And he's already got, it was $350 in donations.
Danny puts lights up for the donations.
Yes.
Danny, do me a favor.
He's giving it to M25 this year.
Put it up out there and see if I want to come out there and see your lights and bring them Casper kids out there so we can see them lights. An hour later, the Suey kid wants to come and take the damn box down.
We're almost done,
yeah,
and
thanks.
He's like, this is in my way.
He's still sharp
there it
as a
is.
Razor blade.
You know what? He's
he
like,
still is.
I think it was one of those things where, this is just bugging me, John. Will you get rid of it? And he said, well, he obviously won't. He's
box.
Too fat and lazy, so I'll get rid of it and get
it
out
is.
Of camera sight. So thank you, Joshua.
Can I give Mr. Van Meter a plug?
I was just going to say, I'm going to do it right here, or you can. Why don't you read it? Go ahead.
Let's everybody stop out. Kennedy Drive, 6 Kennedy Drive, Bridgeton, New Jersey, historic Bridgeton, New Jersey.
Yep.
Go out there and see Mr. Daniel Van Meter, the House of Lights of Van Meter's Lights. He's got a donation box out there.
Yes, he
Don't
does.
Be a scumbag. Throw a couple dollars in the damn box. It's going through the M25 to help everybody out. I mean, come on, yeah.
Yep. It's the M25 Code Blue Initiative. And thank you, Danny, for donating that money this year. But if not else, go out there and see that, because they put a lot of work in. It's
absolutely
beautiful, beautiful. I looked up some of the stuff from previous years.
I can't wait to take my kids out there.
I was gonna say I'm taking the ride down.
Either two things are gonna happen.
What's gonna
happen? They're gonna like the lights, or they're gonna say, "Dad, we want ice cream."
All right. You want ice cream?
Yeah. Ice cream and lights.
Like the lights.
That's
and
right.
Actually, he was telling me that they have hot chocolate out there, and they have some things for the kids.
I'll let you know right now.
Tell me right now.
Zach Reed is watching.
Zach Reed is watching. Z-Man in the house.
With a $1 million smile.
There it is.
Hold on. There it is.
We've only got a couple minutes left, but he piped in. There it is. We've been doing this all night, brother. It's been high def and now 3D. He keeps putting it in and out of there. So it's been fun. I wish somebody said it sooner, then I probably would have moved it or asked Josh too earlier, Phil. I didn't. Was it obstructing and anything? I don't know. Thanks, Joshua, for moving it. I appreciate it. Van Meter's House of Lights.
There it is.
Is what it's called. 6 Kennedy Drive, Bridgeton, New Jersey. It's Saturday night. Please head over and see that. And like I said, there's also a donation box, and they have a couple things for the kids. And I believe, Danny, you can clarify, but I think, didn't you say that Santa Claus is going to be there, I think? Yeah.
I missed Santa the other night in a telethon. I tapped out.
And you need Santa, too. You need to talk to Santa.
Do I? No, he don't want to. Santa don't want to.
Oh, man.
I've been good.
Santa was here when Santa was here for the telethon. Or I shouldn't say.
God, I missed that.
When Santa was there for the telethon, and my brain's fried.
Didn't he have you singing
there
or something?
No, he didn't get me singing. No. Zach tried to get me singing, but Zach did go out and sing. Like 2:00 in the morning. I think we've got that. Or Quinn might have that on. Yes. And his head's right. And his head elf. I remember you saying that right. So Santa
what
and
time,
the head
Danny?
Elf.
What time, Danny?
Yeah, Danny, let us know what time is the House of Lights this year. Santa's already been to West Deptford for the Casper kids.
It's going down. Yeah. Adam and Andrew, they better be in bed. It's 9:30. I know Adam's up. My son loves the Christmas story.
How old is he?
He's 7.
Oh, perfect.
Loves the Christmas story.
Isn't that
loves
great?
It.
Oh, that's awesome.
Every night we lay in bed, it's either Skull Island.
Nice.
I'm going to give you the rundown.
Okay.
It's the same movies now. And it's weird. Skull Island.
Right.
The Christmas Story.
Right. I don't know.
It's a Steven Seagal movie.
Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
Wow.
On Deadly Ground.
Oh, okay.
He likes that. He's a fireman putting out them fires. My son loves that.
Danny, if you're still there, let us know what time you guys are
flicking
the lights on Saturday,
because
we got some people interested.
I'm tell a bunch of people come out and say, I'd like to put some money in that damn box, man.
I want to say 6:00, but
man.
I'm not sure. I was thinking like
and I'm still going
to
ask people. I'm still going
to
ask all them people I'm friends with. And
get them
this
out
wonderful
here.
Not even that. Donate. Go on to Quinn Broadcasting, and you'll see the M25
link. Yep,
link.
Absolutely.
Please, come on, people. I know Zach was telling you guys, asking if you know
begging,
a thousand people, you donate a dollar. I mean, come on,
right? That's
I
true.
Know it's this time of year, but come on, people, just donate a
but
couple.
But there's
of
other
dollars.
People this time of year that really need that help, and so many of these folks really help out. A lot of volunteers, they don't get anything for it. They take money out of their pocket to help. I'd really love to see the day when they don't have to do that.
Lights are on 5 to 9.
There you go. 5 to 9. All right.
Inclement weather.
Nightly right now, 5:30 to 9:30, except for inclement weather. The bake sale, sock drive fundraiser. Oh, that's right. I'm going to hit the old
suit. I'm going to miss it.
Is Saturday 6 to 9 with Santa at the same time?
Well, I'm going to ask everybody to come out there and support Danny. Put a couple dollars in that box.
Yep. Heather.
Hey, Heather.
She's saying, hey, Casper. Getting down with the ghost, baby.
Get down with the ghost.
All right, woo.
That was a slogan of mine. Zach, he pumped that thing full of steroids. Everybody says that. Don't even say hi to me. I go, get down with the ghost.
Get down with the ghost.
Throw the devil horns up like Ronnie James.
Yeah, I like that. With the devil horns, with the ghost. That's
who was
right.
The first? Now, I'm going to ask you your – oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is.
John,
it's the first time on the public, John, that we've had legitimate commercials aired.
God.
And
so
that's what I was just
going to
say. I think Albert doesn't realize that he is now going to be a paying sponsor for this. As much as I appreciate coffee – it's not covering the cost on this puppy. Oh, man, you're going to get spanked now, buddy, okay? Elizabeth Battellini, a friend of mine, has joined. Hi, Elizabeth, how are you?
Oh my God, my ass is getting sore. All the money I'm going to dish out to the
Danny says job. His the lights will, if it's rained out Saturday, they'll move it to Sunday at the same, I would think, the same times. So
I
we got
what
to,
I was going
to
say something.
Oh,
today.
So you know how we saying it? It took us 5-10 minutes to get there. That's why I love doing this. It's mine. I can do whatever I want. Did the feed stop? Oh, no. Oh, that was the commercial. Okay.
Yeah.
I was
thank
like,
you.
What's
Suey
going
kid
on?
Something else.
Yeah, he's all right. I'll tell you what, ain't he?
He is something else.
So Santa's here, right? So I turn around and I ask him, you know, and of course Ms. Vineland was here and a couple other people, Brass Frog Photography were here, which was nice of them. And all these people were here, a couple people were here. And I turn around, I look at Santa, and I go, so Santa, let me ask you, am I on the naughty list or the nice list? I need to know because I know I'm close. He looks at me and he says, well, I'm not going to tell you, straight face, I can't really tell you right now. I'm just going to tell you one thing, invest in coal. And I was like, you know, and at first I was a little upset, and then I realized, hey, you know what? Way oil prices are dropping. Thanks, Santa. I'll take all the coal
you, know,
you
John,
got,
you,
brother.
You, speaking of, you know what I always thought about doing? A lot of
I'm
people
not sure.
Say
you'll have to tell
of,
me.
A lot of people said I was funny and always doing the comedian thing.
Yeah.
I'm kind of nervous. I always thought about dressing up like Santa and doing
you could
a,
do that.
A comedy thing. But Santa all year long, just not just Christmas.
No, yeah. You know
Santa,
what's really good?
Santa in April.
Yep. I was just going to say May or June, summertime, throw the Santa suit just for a couple minutes because you'll dehydrate.
No, just
you know
just the hat
funny?
And the thing.
And the thing.
Like a Kiss T-shirt, Guns
well,
N' Roses T-shirt.
I do a thing.
Boots.
There's a couple pictures. I do a thing, and I'm supposed to go to Brass Frog as well to do something. And I am coming. I'll be calling you a couple days. I need to just get my head clear because the other thing did take some brain cells out. I think they got to regenerate or something. Because, I have a bit where I talk about. Where I'm Santa, but I'm dressed in khaki shorts, the high shoeby socks,
sandals.
Hawaiian shirt with
that's
the hat.
Right.
All I got on is the hat.
Yeah.
And I let everybody know the bad things about being Santa, which I'm not going to go into here.
No,
because,
no, don't ruin your bit.
You know,
no,
after,
that's
exactly.
That.
I got
to
say
that's
y'all,
well worth the money going to
right.
see his ass down there at the Leatherhead
Comedy Club.
Leather Comedy Club in
Egg Harbor City.
At the 18th.
January 18th. 5:30? No, that's going to be 8 o'clock.
Come early, start drinking.
Come early.
Some
there
shots,
you go. Get some
beers,
shots.
Get
they
some
got
wings.
That's right. Come in early. Great
I'm
food
sorry,
there.
I'm giving
them
a, giving
no.
Them a plug too.
Yeah, giving Leatherhead
plug a lot.
Man, I'm telling you, this is like a walking sponsorship.
Too.
It's like a walking freaking phone book. This guy. You're looking for what? I got a plug for them.
That's
let me
right.
tell
I know
you.
Everybody, the everybody that does something.
Crap.
Concrete.
Holy shit! This guy's
electric.
Wow. All right, we're done with these free commercials, unless they're for me, for Christ's sake. Oh, that last one was for me. So
the Public
okay.
John is
the Public John podcast is
love it. Love
is,
it. And I can't wait to be on it again.
And
I
want to
be a regular. I
you will
do
be.
This. Man,
you
I
will
love
be.
This.
Well,
this
I don't.
Great. I love talking to people.
You're talking.
Oh,
huh?
Love hearing it.
No, I'm glad you're.
Danny.
Danny, thanks, Danny.
Danny, I'm gonna miss it Saturday. Cause I'm heading out.
Oh well, then
I'm leaving in the afternoon.
What on Saturday?
Yeah, party in Pittsburgh, partying down.
Oh
partying
man,
wait for
hey, you
Tom
know what?
Bree,
why don't you do
get
this?
His ass in Pittsburgh.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you have one of your friends come out and at least film it for you?
Paulie,
there you go.
I'm gonna need Paulie and Penny.
Get out.
I need you to
get out
there.
Yep, get out there.
If
check
you can,
it out,
Paul. I'm not throwing you under blast, but you know.
Yeah, well, I am. Get out there. No,
there you go.
I don't know.
Paul, you, Kevin Hart, Kareem Hunt, get in the Casper Power Wash truck.
There you go. He's going to give you the Power Wash truck to go out there. Why not, right?
Heated seats. Paul, tell him about them heated seats.
There you
go. Nothing about that.
Show the commercial.
Listen,
no, I don't want to show the commercial.
No, no, no.
Phil Morris says show the commercial again. No, maybe on the way out in a couple minutes
I'm
one more
be
time.
Working for Dan Free.
I was just
going
to. I was going to say he's going to have to pony up some.
You know how much I start working for?
Right there.
That man right there. Zach
Reed. Right there. You can't.
Zach Reed.
Zach Reed right there. He's got the. You know what? I saw his teeth before. I'm wondering if you guys power washed his teeth or something. Because they are white. No, I mean, no. His teeth are so white. And they weren't. No, he'll tell you. He had to get them white, get some stuff done. But he had injuries. So he had.
He is a TV personality.
He is?
He's like the Vysik of him.
Oh, Vysik of him. There's a reach.
Yuki Washington.
There's the Yuki Washington.
How you like that,
Zach? Wow.
That's what you're
calling
him. Yuki.
Yuki. You ain't just Zach Reed anymore. You're Yuki.
Yuki.
Oh, man, this is getting scary.
How big his head will get.
Oh, no. I don't want to know. It's already.
I'm going to apologize now. I didn't get you guys breakfast that next morning.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? I hate to say it. We were waiting for it, too. Because we both looked at each other, and probably about 5:30, 6 Albert o'clock, we were saying. And I said, oh, Albert said he's coming in. He'll be all right. You know? Yeah, and then, by 7, we were like, that rat bastard.
I was still sleeping. I told you, I set the alarm at 3 o'clock on the dot to get up and check you guys out.
Oh, man.
I slept right through.
Paul says he is going to go out the van meter Saturday.
There you
go. If he can take some pictures or film it for you.
I'm telling you, Paul.
Hey, Paul, you know what he said, Paul? You can take the truck. Take the company truck if you need. If you need. He doesn't care. Take the truck. Why?
Tear it up. Get a new one.
Hey, there you
That's
go.
What insurance does.
I was just going to say, it's insured. What's the worst thing can happen? No. You get a new one just like it?
Listen, going through Bridgeton,
yeah.
You see tags from Ohio, you see Massachusetts, Alaska, Hawaii, North Carolina, Ohio. I already said Ohio.
You did say Ohio. Yeah.
Pennsylvania, New York. If anybody else, because that's a game. Go down Pearl Street, and you got to count license plates and how many satellite dishes are on the house.
Oh, man.
Count that. It'll make you sick to your stomach.
Oh. So you're watching the Public John Plugathon with Albert Casper Jr. tonight from
Casper's Power Washing.
Casper's Power Washing.
856-2972-984.
Get down with a ghost. There it is.
Because if you don't.
Oh, no. Here we go. This is my fault, folks. If you don't get down with a ghost. What's going to happen, he says?
You're going to have a dirty-ass house.
There you go. Your house is going to be dirty-ass house.
That's right.
Ain't nothing worse than having a dirty-ass house, right?
Ain't nothing worse than being a dirtball and having a dirty-ass house.
Oh, man. If you're two for two. Man, you know what will happen? The people at Cops, when they're supposed to come to your house, won't because your house is too damn dirty. You could have been on TV. Bad boys. But Cops isn't even on TV.
Copy that, Albert. We got a dirty house here. Copy what you need to do, buddy.
It'd be more like this. Here you go. We're about ready to film this episode, but I don't know if we got enough lighting. And even if we do, I don't think this is a house we want to put on TV.
Short story. When I went to Vegas last year,
we
got off the plane. We all were driving to the Flamingo where we were staying at. A damn episode of Cops something was going on at a 7-Eleven. And we stopped at the light and watched the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. I bet it was funny.
That's real shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's real shit. Ain't no way.
Yep. Well, I new show, Live PD.
As a kid, I wanted to be a Bridgeton cop.
Oh,
I did.
Man.
I wanted to be a
Bridgeton
cop.
Oh, bless you, brother.
Man, are you kidding me? I'll stay right. Hey,
yep, stay right where you
Jersey
are, bro.
Jersey Department of Corrections, I love you. 12 more years to go.
Sweet. All right, well, we only got about 9 minutes left. We're going to – so – because we've been on for an hour and 20 minutes. So
I want to thank you again.
Not a problem. No, I'm having a good time. We're having a good time talking, bro, so that's good. I want to thank some of our friends for joining in tonight. And, again, like I said, this is the Public John Podcast. Whew, look at all them comments and stuff. That's good. We still got 8 people watching. I almost hate to end this, but we're going to have to in a few minutes.
I got good work in the morning.
Yeah, so I was just going to say, I got a long drive that I don't want to sleep through this time. I can't stress that enough. I tell you what, that was scary. I hadn't done that in a long time, and now I know why. Please don't do that. If you're that tired, don't drive. Figure out a way to if you have to sleep in the car in your parking lot, or if you can find a place to sleep somewhere, do that. Don't drive home. At least until you get some kind of nap in and you know that you're awake enough. I want to thank you guys for watching, some of you individually. Margie Homan, thank you for supporting Mike Kenny. We thank you as well. Albert Casper was watching. You schizophrenic bastard. Of course. Why not, right? He was here. He's watching on the monitor, too, the whole freaking time.
That's right.
Phil Morris, friend of Albert's, Shane Sawyers.
Shane, see you in the morning, baby. My truck will be out
Hey,
the
homie, get down with the ghost,
get
baby.
Get down with it. Get down with it.
Phil Morris says, that's a big-ass coffee. You're right, Phil, and it's almost gone.
I got to throw one more plug out there.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, go ahead.
Aaron, print signs and designs.
He's not even somebody that's watching.
He's sleeping, that's why.
Wake his ass up.
He's going to be making the brand-new Casper Power Wash logo T-shirts, which you guys will be getting.
Okay, all right.
That's the only reason why I'm
going to
throw
it. All right, if I'm getting a free T-shirt, all right, I'll give him a shot.
Aaron's
I'll give him
dude.
A shout out. All right.
Aaron's
just tell
dude.
Him to click
Zach,
on
Zach,
later on
Zach's
and make
good
him a
friends
few.
With him too.
Oh, all right.
Zachariah.
His beautiful
hair. His white ass teeth.
White ass teeth.
Say.
Oh, man. So, yeah, his power wash teeth. Remember that. That's what I say. So, thanks. Thanks, Phil. Thanks, Margie, for watching. Josh Suey, thank you for producing.
Josh,
and,
you're awesome.
And Josh, you're the man. Thanks for throwing them commercials up. No! Do not throw up another one.
Josh, you're awesome. Thank you.
But thanks for doing that.
Bim's Pizza.
Yes, Bim's Pizza. Thank them, because I want to try and get a free pizza from him one day, see if Jim Quinn has influence there. He probably does. He's got influence all over Cumberland County.
Jim would tell you, too.
What would he tell
Fridays.
Me?
Fridays.
Yeah?
Best breakfast spot.
Oh, he's told me. Where Lynn's. Is it? Where?
At Lynn's.
Yes.
That's the secret. Millville.
Millville.
Tracy at Lynn's. You go in there and see
Oh,
her.
Man. Best.
CPW.
Let me see.
That's right, Paul. CPW. We're going Phil, hard, baby.
Yep. Phil Ain't Morris. News. Thank you, Phil.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Let's see. Where else are we going? My friend Joe Dudek. Thank you, Joe, for watching. Thanks to
Denise Arrigo.
Denise
Jared's
Arrigo.
Mom.
Yes. Jared's mom.
Jared's mom.
Matt Morgan, my buddy. And you know what, Matt? Fuck Fenris. There. I just needed to get that out there one
Say
more
it again?
Time. Fuck Fenris.
That's right.
When you meet Fenris, you're going to look at him and you're going to go, fuck you. Thank God I can swear on this particular
That's
show.
Right.
So.
You can do another one, too. You just choose not to.
I'm just choosing not to.
That's
it could have
right.
been a lot worse,
right.
but I did want to do that.
Right.
And some people right now are going, oh, my God.
I can't believe this,
I can't believe this guy.
Listen,
and
I don't really care.
I
had a great time tonight with you, and I was very...
And you, I was just going to say, you
I
were more low key than
yeah,
I thought.
It could have, yeah. Well,
but the next time we're going to have a limit on the plugs. Anything more than that,
no,
you got to shell out some cash.
I don't want no plug. I want no more plug. I just want, like that.
You like that. Thank you.
Like
I thought
that.
You'd like that.
As you would say, better out.
That's right.
Better out than
That's in. Right. Rhonda Cirola, my old buddy, a dispatcher from Buna. Thank you. And she did EMT work and rescue squad work. She's given back so much as well. A lot
Meter.
Of that was volunteer. So
like
thank
that,
you.
Mr. Van Meter.
Yes,
so
sir.
Doing great calls putting that box
yep.
out for
yep,
that donation.
That's exactly
People
right. Danny Van Meter.
Donate to the M25.
There you
please.
Go. Buddy Dave Virgilio, thank you.
Dave, thank you.
You're the man, Dave. I don't care what anybody says. and, yep, Denise Arrigo, Amber Lynn from Quinn Broadcasting, thank you for watching and tuning in. And yeah, head out to Danny Van Meter's, the Van Meter's House of Lights, 6 Kennedy Drive in Bridgeton this Saturday night.
Paul's going to take pictures, show me some pictures. I'll be on the road.
Perfect.
Heading to watch Tom Brady beat the Steelers' ass, which I don't want to go.
Oh, man. Zach Reed is watching. Thanks, Zach, for tuning in. Thanks for the support you've had for the show and some of the other guys.
Zach is my man. Thank you for reaching out to me this past year, Zach.
Heather Vecchione. Do you say Vecchione? Is that how her name is pronounced? Heather? Heather. Heather Vecchione.
Vecchione?
I think it's Vecchione. I'm going to go with Vecchione. Heather, if you're still watching and it's not, let me know. We got about 5 minutes, so you could probably get that in there if I'm saying it right or wrong. And, of course, Danny told us if Saturday's rained out, they're going to have the House of Lights on Sunday. Phil Morris says show the
bro,
commercial again. We're not doing that.
No, we're
done.
Man,
he owes so much cash. Wait till he gets
brother.
This invoice,
oh,
baby. I'll tell you what. I got to come up with fine things to watch to get the trade-off because I don't think he can afford the cash.
I'm
thanks, Denise. I am going to try and drive home safe. I appreciate it. The other day was a little rough, but that's
Brady,
all right.
You put up big fantasy
But you know
points.
What got me home? 14 cups of coffee. I kicked the Vegas over-under ass.
You did.
I did. I
see,
smoked that
I wasn't
shit.
Saying that, but Josh, I got – or not Josh, Zach, I got him the big double.
Yeah.
I made the girls go in
yeah,
the back.
But you know what? He only drank
that.
4. He drank the 2 you had and 2 other ones, and that's it. And you know
yeah,
how
well,
he puts them down.
The ones I got were like – quadruple shots of
yeah.
that shit.
He's
no
only,
man.
He didn't. Yeah.
He's a saint.
He
I
is.
Could drink that shit.
Tell Brady, Danny Van Meter says, tell Brady to put up big fantasy numbers for him.
6 interceptions. Sounds great.
Oh, Heather Vecchione says, I'm right. That's how to say her name.
There you
and
go.
I'm doing a good job. Thanks, Heather. Thanks to all you guys that have tuned in tonight. Thanks to everybody. You have been watching the Public John Broadcast podcast. Actually, I'm watching with my friend who's been on tonight. We're recording this. And you've been watching it, I guess, live on Facebook. See, the brain is starting to go.
That's
I don't.
Good.
I'm,
You're
I'm
right.
struggling.
You're
but Facebook.com/thepublicjohn. We're going to share it to some other pages because there's also a couple charitable things we want you to help out with, the M25 initiative. I'm going to put the link on my pages as well, folks. Please, that link is going to be open until Friday, so you can donate to that. It's the M25 Code Blue initiative. Please help these folks out because I've been trying to say it. Everybody needs a place to go.
You're right. You're
you know
right.
what?
John,
so,
that is the smartest thing I've ever heard.
You know
say.
What? And it doesn't matter whether you go for shelter, go for food, go for clothing of
anything.
Some kind, go for help, rehab help, therapy or just somewhere to go and meet people and talk to somebody. And you don't have to talk about anything that you don't want to talk about. But the M25 Code Blue Initiative, it's such an important program here in Cumberland County and all over. It's all over the state now, thanks to Rob Weinstein is his name. Reverend Dr. Rob Weinstein started the whole thing, and now there's volunteers all over the place. So please look for our the link on my pages, on the Quinn Broadcasting page. Albert's going to put some stuff out there as well, I believe. So thank you guys for watching. This has been the Public John Podcast here on facebooklive.com/thepublicjohn. Also, you'll listen again, I hope, or tell your friends to listen on wildfireradio.com. They're nice enough to make arrangements for me to have this equipment to do that, or some of the equipment at least, and I thank them. It's going to be on their stream as of tomorrow. Also on iTunes, the Public John Podcast, Google Play, Spotify. There's no reason you can't find this if you really want to. So thank you, folks, for tuning in. Thanks. Have a great night. Thanks to Josh Suey, the man.
That's right, Josh.
Thank you to Zach Reed. He knows why. Thanks, folks, for tuning in. We will talk to you soon on another episode of the Public John. Thank you, Albert Kessler.
Hey, everybody, have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Be safe.
Be safe. We are out, folks. Have a nice night. Take me out, Josh.